You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have well said, I have no husband, for you have had 5 husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. In that you spoke truly." The story of this woman tells us about the mercy and the grace of God. Jesus left the crowd and gave attention to just one person. And even though this woman has had all manner of issues with men, that did not stop Jesus from reaching out to this woman. Recently, I heard somebody said that there is nobody that is not useful, that even this woman became an evangelist and she was preaching. And that person concluded and said, "Your marital problem notwithstanding, God can use you. It does not exempt you from the service of God." That is true. But we need to note one thing that many people may have overlooked with this passage. In the verses that we read, Jesus says something that I think most people overlook in their attempt to want to show that God is merciful and gracious. And God indeed is merciful and gracious. Jesus said to the woman in verse 18 that she has had 5 husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. The one for whom that woman came to the well to fetch water in order to go and prepare his meal, Jesus said to that woman, is not your husband. Now, so before you conclude very quickly and say, "Oh, God is so good, irrespective of people's marital problem, God can use them." Yes, but that does not mean that he will tolerate disobedience. He told the woman that the husband you are currently with is not your husband. So just picture this. What do you think this woman would do? Do you think this woman is going to go home and continue to live with that man that is not her husband? You think that's what she will do? So before you say, "Oh, God can use anybody, this woman became an evangelist," that woman also repented. That woman will not go back home and be living in an adulterous affairs. That needs to be stressed. The mercy of God does not in any way condone disobedience or misbehavior. He only gives us a platform for which we can repent and we can be delivered. But that is not to say that, or to paint a picture that you can be living in disobedience. It doesn't matter, God will use you. That is a lie. That's a big lie. Jesus confronted this woman with a problem in her life. Many people will say, "You see, Jesus is so loving, he wasn't judgmental." But if I told somebody today that the person you are living with as husband and wife, that person is not your wife, it's not your husband, it's an adulterous affair, you will say, "I'm judging." You will say, "I'm judgmental." But that is Jesus. That's what Jesus just said to this woman. Because you see, time does not normalize sin. You cannot say, you can't leave your wife, for example, "I'm going to marry somebody." And then 30 years later, your children from that wrong marriage, I wasn't even getting married. And you will assume that that marriage had been normalized. It is not. The day you come to repentance, you will revisit that issue. So brethren, please note that Jesus didn't flatter this woman. Even though she was led to the truth, Jesus told her what was wrong. And that woman will not go back home and continue in an adulterous marriage. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.